Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today, this the fourth Sunday in the season of Advent, is our Old Testament lesson, 2 Samuel chapter 7. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, you know the words, "'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, "'tis grace will lead me home. "'Tis grace will lead me home. And that's the truth. It is also the truth that the prophet Nathan, a prophet of God, a man of God, spoke out of turn. He told King David, he said, "Everything which is in your heart, go and do, because the Lord is with you." And not a single word of what Nathan spoke there was true. It was not true. Now we might say, well, what, Nathan was a false prophet? No, he was a true prophet. He was a prophet of God, a man of God, but Nathan was also a sinful man, and just like a lot of us, he got ahead of himself. Just like a lot of us, he ran on ahead of the Lord and followed his own mind rather than the Lord's own heart. And you recognize that even prophets of God have been known to forget Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And so it was that Nathan spoke out of his own heart for his friend, King David, and not out of the Lord's heart for King David. You can follow his thought process. No doubt he said to himself, look, the king is a man of God, and the king's heart is in the right place. And what more godly desire could a person have than the one that King David expressed? King David looked when he had defeated all of his enemies, and now there was peace and quiet in his realm. And he said, you know, I look at the city of Jerusalem, and I see my house over there. And look, I am dwelling in a palace of cedar, but God is dwelling in a tent, in the tabernacle that they moved from place to place. Let me build a temple for the Lord. And so, of course, Nathan said, everything which is in your heart, go and do, because the Lord is with you. And the good Lord, he had to stop that train before it left the station. And he said to Nathan, go back to the palace, and go say to my servant, to David, thus says the Lord, quote, number one, will you build a house for me to live in? Number two, I haven't lived in a house. Number three, from the day I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt. Number four, did I ever command the judges of Israel, the ones who came before? Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Go back and say all that to King David. Now, we question here, what is it that the Lord is exactly saying? Is he saying, I don't want you to be putting up church buildings? Is that the message that we draw from it? Well, if so, we're in trouble, aren't we? But that's not the message. The message is a much deeper one. It doesn't have to do with buildings. It doesn't have to do with programs or churches or organizations or things like that. It has to do with something deeper, and that is this. What exactly is the Christian faith? What exactly is the Christian faith? Is it the great things that you have done for God? Or is it the great things that the good Lord has done for you? Good Christmas question. Is Christmas the great things that you have done for God, or the great things that he has done for you? Now it comes naturally to us to speak of our faith as a service to God. Not so much the trust of the heart, but as acts of obedience. And when we talk in these ways, which come very naturally to us, we are doing what the book of Romans says. It says this, chapter 2, the law of God is written on their hearts. Now, when the Bible says that, it is not speaking like you might think specifically of Christian people. It's speaking of all people. It says all people, though we're all sinners and we all come into this world all messed up in all sorts of ways, nonetheless, God's law in one way or another is still written on the human heart. Otherwise, people, unbelievers, wouldn't say that's wrong, or you shouldn't do that, or we all ought to do this. There's something written on the human heart. It comes naturally for you to be doing something for the Lord, but it doesn't come naturally to be done for. To receive all good gifts from the Lord's hand, to welcome from the Lord's hand with gratitude everything which he does. Praise God from whom all what? Blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Anything you did is just a response to what the Lord did first. And so, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts to David, I took you from the pasture. Remember, that's where you start out, a shepherd. I took you from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went. I cut off all your enemies from before you. I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. And the Lord declares to you even more that I will make you a house. You want to build me a house? I will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. And in all of those words, I challenge you to find what it is that David did for the Lord. What did he do for the Lord? We do know what happened next. It's not in the lesson for today, but if you look at the words that follow in the Bible, this is what it says. It says, and King David went in and sat before the Lord. Some of you have done that sometimes, come by church and said, I just need to be in God's house for a while. I just need to pray. He went in and sat before the Lord and he said, who am I, Lord God? Who am I and what is my house that you have brought me thus far? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, Lord God. You have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come because of your promise and according to your heart, your promise, your heart, you have brought about all of this greatness to make your servant know it. What is our faith? What did David discover? It's not about David's heart. It wasn't about his service. It wasn't about his obedience, and nor is the story of your Christian life about your heart and your service and your obedience. It's about the Lord's heart and the Lord's service and the Lord's obedience. Obedience, like the Bible says, even to death. Death on a cross. And so St. John would write, tail end of the Bible, book of 1 John, he said this. He said, this is what love is. This is what love is. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and gave his Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And so, the Lord was at work. And the Lord was at work for David. He said, I took you from the pasture. I took you from following the sheep. I made you prince over my people. I have been with you wherever you went. I have cut off all your enemies from before you. I have made for you a great name, like the names of the great ones of the earth. We're still talking about his name 3,000 years later. And not only that, the Lord said, I'm at work for my people too. Not just you, but for my people. I will appoint a place for my people, Israel, and I will plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. Violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly, and I will give them rest from all their enemies. And not only that, the Lord took it even farther. He said, you were going to build me a house? I don't think so. Instead, I will make you a house, and your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me, and your throne shall be established forever. And that was fulfilled on guess what day? Christmas. Today's gospel lesson. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, don't be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary, do not be afraid. Not you have done favorable things toward God, but God has found favor with you, or shown favor to you. Now, if you look at the history books, you will recognize that the royal line of King David would wither and decay until there was nothing left of it but poor people and lowly people like Mary and Joseph. And history teaches us that the temple would be destroyed not once but three times, never to be rebuilt, even to this day. And yet out of all that lowliness and out of all that debris and dust and ash, there would come our Lord Jesus. And our Lord Jesus, as one of his names says, is God with us in the way that no temple could ever be. He is the Word who became flesh. He dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, Gospel of John. And not only that, Jesus is the Savior and Deliverer in a way that David could never be. David fought the Lord's battles, but our Lord Jesus died to win the greatest battle, to save you from sin, and to save you from death, and to save you from the power of the evil one. What is our faith? What is it? Well, I went to church and I put money in the plate and I helped the old lady across the street. That's not our faith. Our faith is what Christmas is about. Our faith is God so loved the world that what? He, not me, he gave his only begotten son. Now, still there is something in the back of our minds that sort of itches and you got to scratch it. And we say, yeah, but what about God's commandments? And what about my works? And to that, I would simply say to you, do you still want to talk about yourself? Do you still need to talk about yourself? If you need to, all right, the Bible is straightforward. What does it say? It says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Theologians have said, faith alone saves, but faith is never alone. It's always accompanied by works, and that's good. Christians do have things that they do, and there's ways that we do serve the Lord. It's not like the unbelieving people who throw deeds at needs. No, we have a changed heart. We've been given a changed heart to trust the Lord, to look to him, and out of that changed heart, there do come changed attitudes and changed words and changed actions. But don't take the ramp off the highway. Don't get off track. The Christian thing, our Christian faith, is not about you. It's not about me. It's not about, look what great things we have done for the Lord. Remember Christmas. It's not what we did for God. It's what he did for us. And King David is a poster child for every believer who can say every single day of their life, who am I, Lord, that you would show such mercy to me? What is my house that you would show such kindness to us? What am I, Lord, that you have brought me thus far? Saving me, pardoning me in the cross. And not only that, you have spoken to your servant about their house for a great while to come, about the kingdom that you will live in and that I will live in with the Lord forever. Who am I? What are we? That's not the question. We're not anything. The question is, who is the Lord? The Lord is our Savior. And we can just make it simple, I guess, and just say the words of the old hymn. Your grace has done what? Has brought me safe thus far. Your grace will lead me home. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.